Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, in regards to God's news behind the news, I know we have a few moments left. I want to be able to talk about this. That, you know, the question you're wondering when you look at the agriculture department in America, and you heard about during the election that why was the agriculture department, who handles food stamps, which is really not food stamps, it's called SNAP card, and it's like a credit card, and which is cool that America provides for those that don't have food. But they also said you have a right to a telephone, a cell phone. And they started giving these phones out. Well, just this week, I believe, California, it's reported that they're beginning to give phones out to the homeless, that the cell phones out to the homeless. So, you know, the question, one question was like, where are they going
to the homeless? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, where are they going to plug them in at? You know what I'm saying? Where are they going to charge them at?
Exactly.
But that, you know, the question you would ask yourself, and you may ask yourself, but I don't really think people really ask themselves questions anymore. But is, you know, why would the government want to be, you know, giving out phones? Why would they want to give the homeless these particular phones? Well, there's a reason why. Just from the practical standpoint, first of all, that America's set up and God expects it to be set up in regards to us personally, that there's authority to be able to go through, that you have, you know, to be able to, if you want to talk to the children, for example, you need to talk to the parents. If you want to talk to the people, you need to work through their governor in a state. You need to work through their legislators. And, but when you give somebody a communication device, like, is it Goebbels over with Hitler, his communication dude, is that they surpass all that communication. They can go directly to the people. They can talk directly to your children. They can know, they can surpass all this form of government and this representative government, and they can talk directly to them anytime they want to. That's the first thing. So when you give a communication device that goes from the federal government and the state government right to every individual in that state, you just kind of ruled out all your government that's there, the people that you, they can go right to them now. You know, and what happened to these government? What happened to people that you're supposed to be accountable to? And according, including your children, you know, who are, you know, they're doing the very same thing. And the second thing is that you can track the homeless. You can track them because you have to go out and count the homeless and where are they at, and you can kind of know where they are. I don't know if you know this or not, but your telephone, your cell phone, it's wherever you're at, there's like a beacon that they can put on a, they put on a map, and it follows, even though you may not pay for the service, it's there. And they know where your phone is 24/7. They even have some statistics to say, you know, where people put their phones at. And you can see this on the VFN Torch. You know, where do people put their phones when they go to bed at night? Some people leave it in their cars. Some people put it in their a room in their house. And most people kind of lay it by their bedside at a table or something. They know this because they're tracking the phones. You know, Google is mapping not only the earth, but they were mapping buildings, shopping centers, and so that they can know where people are in the context of those buildings. And you'll see that little beacon that's in there. So they're tracking. So it's a way to track the homeless, and it's a way to track everybody that is on food stamps or on the SNAP program, because if they give everybody a phone, they can know exactly where everybody is. And of course, most people just voluntarily say, hey, give me a beacon. Here I am. And I was listening to this guy, and we're going to be talking more about it. I think he wrote a book. It's called How to Make a Mine or something of that nature. And his predictions, when he predicted that would be in the past, like 85-90% of his predictions come to pass.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about, yeah, I think he's the one that created artificial intelligence for Google and how these things work and these logarithms and all. But now he's saying the future is going to be where these computers are going to be small, obviously. They're going to be implanted in the bodies. They're going to be, it's going to be artificial intelligence, and it's going to begin to answer questions before you even ask them, because now they are building a understanding of you, a profile of you that kind of understands you. And
listens to you, your whole conversation, every conversation you've been having.
Yeah, every conversation you've had, every, you know, form. If you have a Android phone, that's Google. Google's gathering all that data. If you're using Google Docs and Gmail and all those different things, and they're just building this artificial intelligence. And it's like, we are coming, and it's going to be smarter than you. in regards to knowledge, but not wiser than you. That's why wisdom is so important. Wisdom says, do not take your computer and implant it into your head.
Right.
But if you don't have wisdom, you just go, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I won't have to think anymore. That thing will think for me. And it will actually answer the question beforehand. Listen, we are moving into this age rapidly where people are not wanting to do the hard work of thinking anymore. That's why you see socialism, with everybody's kind of going towards the socialism, and our president is a socialist. I really believe he's a socialist at heart, and he believes that, and you know, socialists aren't sinners. You know, they're not, God loves socialists and God loves communists and God loves, you know, whatever form, any government doesn't determine your relationship with God. It's just another idea. But what happens though, when the government begins to take over these things, people have a tendency to turn to government instead of God.
Right.
In the context of that. And now it's easier. There's never been technology around in the world like today. I mean, if Hitler would have had this technology, you know, it would be totally over. Mm-hmm. I mean, they marked the Jews with the star on their sleeve, but today they would actually probably mark them with a chip. And they track prisoners today. They have a bracelet that puts on the prisoner and put them at home arrest. And they know if that prisoner has left a certain area or whatever. Well, that's, you know, it's just, we're happening to say in today that we'll use it for prisoners, but it can be used tomorrow for Christians.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Look at the drones that are taking place, and that you can track people, you know, with the drone situation. And down in South Florida, it's reported that a police department has been asking to be able to begin to use drones in America for investigations. And it's like, you know, what point are we going to be willing to trust God, you know, instead of trusting Google, instead of trusting knowledge? We got it. Knowledge is important, but knowledge puffs up without God. We don't need to trust our knowledge. There's a tree of knowledge of good and evil that was in the garden. God said, don't touch it. And the thing is that we can live life without knowing everything if we know God, because God is omnipotent. He knows everything. He knows at the same time. But if you refuse to know God, you're going to have a tendency to want to know everything because you're fearful, which is Google's desire is to put all information at the hand of anybody, anytime. Mm. I mean, you think about it, a 7-year-old in India that's never touched a computer can get one and that day have access to practically all information known to man, you know, at one moment. And we are entering into that time. So when you start seeing government hand out anything, but hand out tracking devices and communication devices, it's surpassing the government, going right to the people. And it's also, which our current president is known for, organizing the nation, a community organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also tracking the people and tracking the homeless. And somebody says, well, that's kind of great. We'll be able to track them. I was like, really? Constitution says you shouldn't do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.